This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we try to help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. You hear that first part? Enjoy and protect it. And we also try to increase your returns and protect your principal if all possible and reduce your risk. So let me give you some contact information. I'll give you a website, some on-demand seminars, and then if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in person, you know, a lot of places are lifting the mask, even though in Pennsylvania, the governor says that he wants 70% of the people vaccinated before he lifts completely. But of course, the people spoke in May on the primary, so we'll see what happens there. I've never taken the flu vaccine. I'm not taking this vaccine. So obviously I won't be in the 70%. So let me give you some contact information. Our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategies is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmony Heights, PA, zip code 16148, development called Linden Point. My email is david@leavealegacy.com, david@leavealegacy.com. One of our websites, and there's three of them I'll be giving you, but the first one is leavealegacy.com, L-E-A-B-E, the letter A, legacy.com. Between my daughter and myself, Sherry Marini, she's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees for over 70 years. Now, we do work with people in their 20s and 30s, but the bulk of them is probably, you know, pre-retirees and retirees. But we do have a number of folks from parents and relatives that referred over the years. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategy? Well, the first thing is you might want to go to that website, leavealegacy.com. Lots of free contact information. It'll talk about a lot of things we're doing. They have on-demand seminars. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're not long. They're about 6-7 minutes. There's free reports you can download, quizzes you can take before and afterwards. One is on Social Security. My daughter, I can't say she's the only one in this area, but I don't think you're going to find, if any, advisor that actually worked for the Social Security office. Now, it's been over 20 years ago because she's been going on the 22nd year in our practice, but she used to work for the Social Security office. So when's the best time to collect Social Security? Is it 62, 63, 64, 65, full retirement age, delay at the 70? There's all different scenarios, and we have the software that can help you with that. But if you want to get a flavor, go to leavealegacy.com and click on on-demand seminars. There's a webinar on Social Security. There's one on Are You Ready to Retire? Retire readiness. Another one's called guaranteed income. Why is that important? Well, what's going on today, we're going to talk a lot about what's going on today, the economy and taxes and debt and so forth. Besides having Social Security, wouldn't it be nice to have a paycheck for a life? In other words, guaranteed income. So there's a webinar on that on demand seminars at leavealegacy.com. There's also one on estate planning. What's that mean? Wills, trusts, power of attorneys. There's one on having a tax-free retirement. I think most people would agree tax-free is better than paying taxes. So we have some strategies along those and how you do that. Then we have one, Women in Wealth. So if you want to check those out, go to leavealegacy.com, click on Demand Seminars. What else do we do? Well, taxes. We just finished up. May 15th was the extension, except we have a few clients in Texas. So theirs is June 15th. But, you know, we have people that have refunds, and guess what? They'll come in throughout the year. But if you file the extension, you got till October 15th. So we did well over 500, you know, tax returns. We do tax preparation, but now's a good time for tax planning. Tax planning. So we have a website called innovationtaxservice.com. Lots of good information on that website, innovationtaxservice.com. Then, if you're a business person or paying a lot in taxes, you want to definitely check this one out called EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com. And we work some of the top CPAs and tax attorneys in the country. And we don't replace your accountant or tax preparer or CPA. We work alongside them. But a lot of times they're into recording or tax preparation. They're not into the tax savings. But we work with, in conjunction with your tax preparer. And then and only then will you pay a fee if we can help you money in tax savings. And your accountant or CPA or whatever gives a blessing on it. So you definitely want to check that out. EliteTaxReduction.com. We also show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. That's the one thing that a lot of people don't want to talk about, folks. Could wipe you out. Could literally wipe you out. So if you're in a nursing home or about to go in or know someone, you might think it's too late. Well, it's not. Maybe we can't protect all of it, but we can a lot of times protect, depending on the circumstance, a lot of it. So it's better to do pre-crisis than crisis, but we can do both. So we do tax preparation, tax planning, protecting your assets from catastrophic illness, Medicaid spend down, Social Security planning, estate planning, wills, trust. We work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania to specialize in that arena. I belong to the Mahoning-Chenango Valley Estate Planning Council. So we have connections with attorneys in that arena. And then when it comes to investments or savings, I can't say we have everything, but we have most things. So we like to describe investments or saving like colors of a traffic light. So yellow, most people think is caution, which it is on a traffic light. We like to refer that as yellow money as emergency money. Checking, savings, money market, credit union. You should have anywhere from 3 months to a year. And then red money, anything can go up and down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuity. And then green money is where you can't lose money due to market conditions. That would be savings bonds, long-term CDs, fixed annuities, and what we call enhanced index annuities or FIAs. Some people call them fixed index annuities. And by the way, everything has pros and cons. For example, if I were to ask you, are all stocks and mutual funds good? I think most people would say no. Some are very good, some aren't good, but they carry an element of risk. Are all FIAs or these enhanced index annuities good? No. Or some are dogs, but some are very good. Depends on what you're trying to accomplish. But when you come to see us, when you call the first meeting, either in person or we'll do a discovery call on the phone, and then we'll send a fact finder. It's kind of like your MRIs or x-rays. You'll complete, and then you'll have a suitability questionnaire sheet. You'll complete a capacity sheet, and then expense sheet. And then we do what's called a retirement roadmap. Software is called RetireWorks. We want to see all the investable assets, rate of return, spending, amount of money, spending expenses, Social Security when you took it or didn't take it, date of death. Are you going to have enough money for you and your spouse? That's something written down. It's an 11, 12-page report. So if you'd like to learn more about that, set up a phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation. Call us toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, and set up a meeting or phone call with Legacy Financial Strategy. Now, taxes. Here's something I belong to a lot of organizations from the Bradford Tax Institute. Deduct, is this possible? This is for business people now. 100% of your employee recreation and parties. That sounds like a Willie Nelson strategy, doesn't it? Well, you take Bill, you take your best customer, let's say his name is Bill, to the local country club. Yep, and treat him to 18 holes of golf. The golf produces a zero deduction. Compare this. You take your employees and their spouses and children to the local country club where they play golf and tennis, swim, enjoy lunch, dinner, and snacks. The cost of country club meals and activity produces 100% tax deduction. In this article, if you'd like to get a copy from the Bradford Institute, I'll be glad to email it to you. What it takes to qualify an employee party for the 100% deduction. What types of employee entertainment qualify for this 100% deduction. How tax law defines entertainment that's primary for the benefit of employees. Deduction for employee entertainment. The IRS says the following types of entertainment qualify for the 100% employee entertainment deduction. So we come back from the break. We're going to go in a little bit more detail. If you'd like to get a copy of it, it's from the Bradford Institute. I'll be glad to email to you or mail that to you. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write that phone number down, we'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, either by phone, 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, or come into the office at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, or do a Zoom meeting. Give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit us on our website, one of our websites, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, which has our contact information. So in the last segment, we were talking about how to deduct 100% of your employee recreation and parties. And is that legal, or is that a Willie Nelson strategy? And this information comes from the Bradford Tax Institute, it's a CPA firm. And I'm not going to go through, it's got several pages, but you're welcome. I can email this to you or mail it to you. So the IRS says the following types of entertainment qualify for the 100% employee entertainment tax deduction: holiday parties, annual picnics and summer outings, maintaining a swimming pool, baseball diamond, bowling alley, or golf course. The IRS, according to Bradford Tax Institute, makes it clear that the above are examples and that other types of entertainment also qualify for the 100% deduction. The tax code states that the expenses for recreational, social, or similar activities, including facilities, therefore, primary for the benefit of employees, qualify for the 100% tax deduction. Don't believe it? Well, there's much more goodies in this report. I would be glad to send it to you by email or mail to you. So this is a good time, folks, whether you're a business person or you're just an individual, to do some tax planning, to get a second opinion. We have another division of our company called InnovationTaxService.com, website InnovationTaxService.com, and EliteTaxReduction.com, especially if you're paying a lot of taxes. But if you're not, there's simple things. You may be paying taxes on interest because you're not spending. Social Security. You probably don't even know you're paying taxes on Social Security, dividends, and you don't know what to do. Maybe you got a lot of these qualified ticking time bombs like IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, thrift programs. That's why you should go to that website, leavealegacy.com. It talks about how to have a tax-free retirement. And we're going to be talking about the debt, and then you want to answer, are you going to be paying more taxes? There's also chatter that where the president and Congress may, again, it hasn't been passed yet, may want to decide to eliminate the tax deduction for 401ks, 403bs. Is that possible? Well, it is possible, but now's the time after tax season, which just finished up May 15, to do some tax planning. So let's talk a little bit about Zacks. It's another organization I subscribe to, about the economic and earnings commentary. So I'm recording this. It's actually Friday. It's in the morning, Friday morning, but this came out on Thursday, which is May the 27th. You're listening to this, of course, on Saturday, which is May the 29th. Lots of new economic data hit the tape ahead of today's opening bell. Again, that was Thursday. In a week without a lot of pivot points with which to draw a new definitive direction. You know, market's been all over the last, say, 3 months. Not only jobless claims as we get every Thursday morning, but also durable goods. So let's start with the first revision of Q1. That's the first 3 months of gross domestic product, a measure of all goods and services, which reached the same conclusion as the initial release of plus 6.4%. There were murmurs on the street that the number may have adjusted higher upon revision, but 6.4%, of course, is nothing to sneeze at all. Believe you me, the third and final read will come out as initial Q2 prints begin to file in. Now, personal consumption, they call that the PCE. Perhaps the single most important economic metric influenced the Fed's decision on interest rate policy. So listen up. It jumped to 11.3 from its initial read of 10.7, reaching 3.7% on the pricing index. That's called the PCE score. Quarter over quarter came in at 2.5%. 2.3 was the consensus estimate. These are strong growth numbers, though notably off the 3.4% the PCE pricing seen in Q3 of last year. Now, durable goods for April swung to a disappointing minus 1.3% from the expected plus 0.9%. However, when we strip out volatile transportation durables, we see this pop up to a positive 1.0%. Subtracting orders in the defense industry, the figure is unchanged. But in a non-defense ex-aircraft read, a proxy for normal business investment, we see a jump. This is positive, 2.3%, which is indicative of a strong and strengthening economy. Shipments versus orders were in line at positive 0.9%. And last but not least, 3 weeks in a row, the jobless continues to ratchet down. New pandemic low, 406,000, was a nice drop from the revised 440,000 the previous week. According to Zacks, we're tantalizing close to breaking through the floor of 400,000. They said maybe next week. In any case, it's a sizable journey downward. You remember this number before, 765,000 reported for the second week of March, a year ago at this time. We were well above 1.5 million new and weekly jobless claims. So continuing claims reported a week in arrears also came down to 3.64 million, was another step lower from the 3.7 million reported the previous week. So while not technically the lowest we've seen since the pandemic era began, we are nevertheless in a long valley from the large slopes we saw a year ago prior to the pandemic. Market indexes have improved in today's pre-market. And of course, they were kind of a mixed bag today. So on May 25th, I mentioned, well, I probably didn't mention this, Case-Shiller home prices increased by 13.2%. New home sales, May 25th, decreased, though, to 863,000. Consumer confidence decreased to 117, which is still pretty strong, 0.2. Now, pending home sales, they were down. They came out. There was pending there, but they came down, so I already have the report on that. So, where is the economy going, folks? Is it going to continue to soar, make some new highs? Or do some of you out there think it's possible that we could have a correction of 10%? Or some people, as I talked in the past, think we're heading for a bear market. Some people think 40 or 50%. I have this one gentleman every day. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. He's more of a technician. I've got to fill this in. He thinks it's going to roll over and start, but he's been saying that for a while. Is he right or is he wrong? Here's the question, folks. If you're going to invest in the market, how much can you afford to lose? If you lose 50%, you need 100% to get back to even. So we are not opposed to any of those. The question is, has to do with the individual. If you want to play it a little safer, that's why they have some of these other strategies called FIAs, or enhanced index annuities. And out of about 1,100 of them, there's about 40 of them that actually have paid over the past 10 years, anywhere from 6.5 to double digits. In fact, one did well in the 20s last year, with no risk to principal. So everything has pros and cons. One size does not fit all. That's why we do a plan. The first meeting is a fact finder, a phone call, fact finder. Then we do a retirement roadmap, see the road that you're on. Then, based on those, how you answer those and your suitability and your capacity score, then we give you the pros and cons. So if you'd like to learn more about what we do and how we do it, give us a call. Set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We come back. We're going to talk about Biden to propose $6 trillion budget, increasing federal spending to its highest sustained level since World War II. And who's the real power in the White House? Governments are breaking Bitcoin. There's some people who would like to do away with that. So should you invest in Bitcoin or not on some of those different types of coins? So stay tuned for that and much, much more. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write the phone numbers down, again, I'll repeat it several times before we finish up. If you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, do a Zoom call, come in for a complimentary consultation. We're located 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, PA, in a development called Linden Point. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our three websites. I'll give you the first one, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, innovationtaxservice.com, and elite tax reduction. EliteTaxReduction.com. So let's talk about President Biden to propose $6 trillion. That's T, folks. By the way, I've talked about this past. You got to put on your phone an app or go on the website, U.S. Debt, D-E-B-T, clock.org.com. Your head will spin. U.S. Debt clock.org. So if you got these ticking time bombs, such as IRAs, 401ks, 403b plans, simple plans, thrift programs, profit sharing programs, KIOs, anything where you got the tax deduction, you feel pretty good now. You want to give us a call. So Biden, President Biden, the proposed $6 trillion budget increasing federal spending to the highest sustained level since World War II. President Biden is set to propose a budget totaling $6 trillion in the coming days. This is from the New York Times, reportedly early Thursday, about a third higher than the pandemic spending levels. The proposal would contain major investments in infrastructure, education. Now, originally, it was 2.1. They talked about then 1.7. The Republicans have something like 700. This is a different program altogether. And the stimulus. There's a fourth and a fifth. You know, the House Democrats want 2,000. The Senate wants 8,000, maybe possibly more, for six continuous months. You can't, there's signs all over the place. They'll give you a bonus, sign-on bonus, and an hourly wage on top of it. They're having a hard time finding folks. So let's talk more about the $6 trillion plan. It says, the plan demonstrates that Biden shows little interest in taming the deficit. What deficit? Well, you go to U.S. debt clock org, you'll see what I'm talking about, which will remain above the $1 trillion through the next decade, despite an expected economic recovery. You thought the last three presidents were spending? They put it, the rockets take it off. It's in orbit. You need a lot of fuel. They're like, the past presidents are like small potatoes compared to this one. The deficit only exceeded that level in a four-year period following the Great Recession and again after the COVID-19 pandemic slammed the economy. Rather than find a path to a sustainable debt, the plan would increase the country's debt burden, ready for this, to 117% of gross domestic product by the end of the decade, exceeding its World War II record in 2024. Writ large, the budget proposal, which the White House is expected to formally lay out on Friday, we'll see, that's your hearing this Saturday, I'm doing this actually Rory Friday, so it's before they opened up. In an unabashed call for a bigger role of government in the U.S. economy, bringing spending to a quarter of nation's annual output, larger than any level before the pandemic. Presidential budgets are rarely passed in exact form and therefore serve primarily as a messaging document telegraphing the administration's priority. The pandemic has only made things worse. 20 million Americans lost their job in the pandemic working. People are starting to come back. At the same time, roughly 650, ready for this, billionaires in America saw their net worth increase by more than $1 trillion in the same exact period. Let me say that again. 650 people increased their wealth by more than $1 trillion during this pandemic, and they're now worth more than $4 trillion. My fellow Americans, trickle-down economics has never worked. It's time to grow the economy from the bottom and middle out. So stay tuned for that. They got the hooks around you. I'm not saying we didn't need, and there's businesses that need a lot of help. The small business need desperate. There's still a lot of businesses hanging on by their fingernails. That's the backbone. So before I talk about who's the real power in the White House, let's put in higher consumer prices in perspective. What do I mean by that? As we hit into Memorial Day, by the way, happened Memorial Day, and what happened to the person who was murdered in Minnesota was obviously despicable to make that individual as a hero. In fact, there's one person actually would like to replace the Memorial Day to Floyd Day. Now, I don't know if that was just a jest or what, but that's disgusting. You know, all these military, I was a veteran myself, but I'm a kind of a wimp veteran compared to my dad and some other people I know. But nevertheless, I am a veteran. But as we hit the Memorial Day and the unofficial start of summer, which is officially June 20th or 21st, so this information comes from Jim Richards. He says, Jim and I will be closely watching market trends as well as economic activity. Both the Consumer Price Index and the Producer Price Index, called the PPI, for April came in much higher than expectations. I mentioned that before, rising 4.2% and 6.2% respectively. Of course, I don't think we had to see that. We know that from the pumps and other food, et cetera. How about lumber? Ooh, how about steel? We can go on and on. These were the greatest increases since the financial crisis. However, those figures are calculated against a very depressed base from April 20th. Also, April new housing starts dropped 9.5%. This was more than expected relative to March. Well, with prices of steel, cement, and all that, it's gone to the roof. However, March data, though revised lower, was still sitting at its highest since June of 2006. We think the figure would have been much higher were it not for the effects of limited supply pushing up prices for lumber, concrete, and other building materials. See, if I would have read down, I would have said that earlier. To the extent that supply catches up with demand, I see this is a real net positive factor, according to Jim Richards, for America's reopening, especially for builders, utilities, energy, and service providers. In addition, markets are weighing potential impacts from the COVID-19 resurgence in Southeast Asian countries, including India, as well as minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting. Fed minutes showed participants agreed the U.S. economy remained far from the Fed's goals, with some eyeing a future discussion of tapering. A number of Fed policymakers thought if the economy continued rapid progress, it would become appropriate at some point in upcoming meetings to begin discussing tapering. So we'll see what happens. So I won't go any more than that. So who is the real power in the White House? Who do you think? Well, I listened to the radio show a while back, and Bill O'Reilly was on Hannity on his radio show, and he said Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, and an attorney named Klein. So, again, this is taken from Jim Rivers, Strategic Intelligence. Who's the real power in the White House? Governments are breaking Bitcoin and more. As you review them in mind, keep in mind how the stock market has run up even in the face of headwinds to growth for the U.S. economy. That's why we see a major market meltdown. Now, Zach doesn't see that. He sees it, but and some other folks see this. But also could be a financial opportunity of a lifetime. So who's the real power behind the throne in the White House? He says it's clear to everyone in Washington and increasingly around the country that Joe Biden is not up to the job of being president, according to Jim Richards. That's not a political statement, he said, in terms of his policy, viewed from left to right. It's an observation, he said, about his physical and mental well-being. He will be 79 years old in November in a few months. Not everyone ages at the same tempo. Tell me about it. And some leaders in their 80s do just fine. But he said, Biden's not in that category, Jim Richards says. He's clearly low on energy and unsteady on his feet. He said that's not the worst part. His cognitive decline is so apparent that he literally cannot be exposed to the press except under controlled conditions with friendly reporters and softball. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about who's running the White House. And then I've got some information, and you've probably heard all over the news, about Dr. Fauci, Quack Fauci as I call him, and he's got his hand in a cookie jar. It's kind of like the guy who robbed the store, didn't know who robbed the store, but you kind of join the police and you start looking for that person, and who's that person but you? We'll talk about that when we talk about politics on the next segment. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down those phone numbers, if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call with myself or my daughter, my name is David Gallner at Legacy Financial Strategy, or Sherry Marini, S-H-E-R-R-I Marini, M-A-R-I-N-I. Give us a call. Set up that 5, 10-minute, 15-minute call. Or come in. Come in. You don't have to wear masks in our office. And the law, by the way, says if you had a health condition, guess what? You were required to have one. And I have CS. And you know what CS is, folks? That's common sense. We're going to talk about vaccines a little, and a few other things. So to continue our segment, by the way, let me give you the phone number again, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. So we're talking about who's the real power behind the throne in the White House, and I already told you what I said on the last segment, but according to Jim Richards, he's not up. He says even President Biden goes off script, as happened last week when he called the Coast Guard Academy graduating class doll at their commencement ceremony. Biden's tinted Ray-Bans are not just an accessory anymore. He said they're a necessity to cover up the thousand-mile stare in his eyes, a sign of mental decline. The state of affairs begs this question. Who's really in charge of the White House? In foreign affairs, you have Anthony Blinken and Jake Sullivan. Around the Oval Office, you have Ron Klain. I mentioned earlier, K-L-A-I-N. But Blinken, Sullivan, and Klain are all process-oriented. They make sure the right boxes are checked and memos are circulated. But they don't take much initiative on new policies. In domestic policy, Susan Rice is a powerful channel to the shadow White House in Obama's Washington residence, where Michelle Obama and Valerie Jarrett exert influence. On a second floor residence of the White House, you have Jill Biden and other members of the Biden, he calls it crime family, Jim Richards, such as Big Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. They may continue their looting operations, but don't care much about policy as long as China is happy. Of course, maybe now Russia is, you know. A couple months ago, President Biden called Putin a criminal. That was 2 months ago. Now, all of a sudden, it's like kumbaya. Does something smell to you? And now China seems to be on the outskirts. Is there a bidding war? What's going on, folks? The truth is, according to Jim Richard, with a void at the none of those faction is totally in control. The truth is, with a void at the White House, powers has shifted to the Congress. That's where the deals get made. Biden, he says, just signs whatever they put in front of him. That's not exactly true, but closely. And this article reports one of the real powers of Congress is socialists, communists, I call them, Senator Bernie Sanders. The House of Representatives under Nancy Pelosi can be counted on to pass the progressive agenda without fail. The challenge comes in the Senate, where filibuster rules apply and seniority counts. Sanders has been in Congress for over 30 years, has been a senator for the past 14 years, now in his third term as senator. Sanders is chairman of the powerful Senate Budget Committee, which is one of the gatekeepers for all federal spending. His priorities tend to become Biden's priorities, including higher taxes, higher deficit, and more social benefit spending. All these policies are headwinds for economic growth. If you want to know where the country's headed, he says, Jim Richards says, keep your eye on Bernie. Bernie Sanders. I'll say this for next work by Bill Bonner's Zombies Everywhere. So let's talk about some other things. 21 Republicans, AGs, will sue, that's Attorney General, will sue Biden if he tries to make Americans pay for killing babies and abortions. John Hopkins professor says ignore the CDC. He says natural immunity works. How about that? Now, I talked about this well over a year ago. We have our past radio shows. You can check it out, folks, about Dr. Fauci and where this originated in North Carolina lab, and the government gave money to China. Well, he finally came out. Dr. Fauci says, yes, I think it should be checked into. Before, it was in the hands-off, and there was an investigation. All of a sudden, the investigation stopped. I don't know if it will start back up again, but it seems like now the White House maybe is taking some action against China. Why? Maybe, I don't know what the reason is. Russia's in favor, China may be on its way out. But anyways, he says, Dr. Fauci said it wasn't $5 million or $3 million. It was $807,000. He said if you divide by five, that's only about $160,000. So, folks, it's like you robbing a store, and I didn't steal $1,000. I only stole $200. So do you think maybe now he's coming out with this information because it's like the person who soaped the windows and are trying to figure out who they are, so you start joining and looking for that person when, in fact, you were that person? Is that what's going on here? I do not know. But on May 11th, Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke at the United Facts of America, a festival of fact-checking event, and recently released video of the event reportedly shows political fact reporter asked if he still believes the virus developed naturally, as he said throughout the pandemic. The doctor responded, no, actually. He went on to say he's convinced the virus mutated naturally and believes the U.S. should continue to investigate what went on in China. And also, Fauci admits funding Wuhan lab but denies backing the research. They gave it to a nonprofit, and the nonprofit gave the money to that. So it's like you giving your money to the brother, and your brother gives the money to your hitman, whatever. Here's something interesting. Bombshell. Connecticut government secretly tells healthcare workers COVID vaccines are deadly, but withholds the same information from the public. Today, we bring you a shocking true story about COVID-19 vaccines. The government of Connecticut, an open admission that vaccines contain dangerous, even deadly substances, spike proteins that are documented and known to cause vascular damage to human beings. It's all admitted right in the open in these Connecticut government documents shown below. If you'd like to get a copy of the folks of these Connecticut documents, I'd be glad to email them or mail them to you. In these documents, you'll find astonishing admissions from the Connecticut government. For starters, a review of the graphic below, which you can't see. The government falsely claimed the vaccine spiked protein is a harmless protein, even while the Salk Institute own published research reveals the protein damaged cells. The research published in the journal Circulation Research concludes, we show that spike protein alone can damage vascular
and Othello sells by downregulating the ACE2 and consequently inhibiting mitochondrial function. As the Salk Institute further explained, this is the first study to show that the damage occurs when the cells are exposed to the spike protein on its own. There's a lot to this, folks. If you'd like to get a copy of the report, I'd be glad to email it to you. And this has been out before, but Black Lives Matter supporter at Capitol Breach said he brought my megaphone to instigate Trump supporters. And by the way, how about AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the prophet? She's now undergoing counseling, seeing a therapist because of the insurrection, so-called insurrection, on January 6, 2021. She wasn't even in the same building. But obviously, she's traumatized. She was in the second building. So I'd be interested. Do you think she should have counseling? Which, obviously, I do. But it depends on what counselor she has and who should pay for it. And maybe there should be some other congressmen to join her to have that, because I think that would be a step in the right direction. But the first step, really, folks, is we're all going to die. She's going to die. God loves everybody. He loves President Biden. He loves AOC. Yes, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and yes, even Maxine Waters. And me. I'm a wretch, right? He loves everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. The Bible's very clear. It says there's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short the glory of God. So when you die, it's going to be heaven or hell. Man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27, then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever. Many people, according to Matthew 7, will not spend eternity in heaven because of pride. Well, it doesn't say Matthew 7, the reason, but I'm saying for pride and ignorance. James 4:10, the first step is you must humble yourself before the Lord. Humble, humility. Then do what? Accept repentance. Ask for repentance. Ask for forgiveness. Godly forgiveness. Then accept who? Jesus Christ is the God. Not a God, and meaning your heart. If you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. So the trillion-dollar question, will you spend eternity in heaven? Will you go to heaven when you die? Have you ever lied, stolen, or used God's name in vain? Jesus said, whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with his heart. If you've done these things, God sees you lying, thieving, blasphemous, adulterate at heart, and the Bible warns that he will punish you in a terrible place called hell. But God is not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. So ask for forgiveness, then accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. Now, you still have old nature, and you have new nature. I have another radio show I do on Sunday morning on WPIC from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. called One Way Radio Network. Tune in for that. We have a booklet called Case for Christ, excellent, and a book called Heaven by Randy Eckhart. If you'd like to get those, the book on Randy Eckhart's about heaven, and the other one's Case for Christ, where this reporter set out to disprove he was an atheist and his wife was nuts. And after 2 years, he became a believer, he became a pastor. Those books are no charge. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll be glad to ship them out to you toll-free at 800-264-4963. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Happy Memorial, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-marriage lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963.